So it's basically noon. And I don't even want to get up now. I'm fucking tired. But I'm going to get up. Last night, did a show at Union Hall. That was pretty fun. Storytelling show with, you know, Mike Papiglia's storytelling show. We were supposed to in Philly tonight, tomorrow, but it's been it's being rescheduled. So if you were planning on going to that, buy your tickets in advance. That's all I can tell you. And then after that show, Union Hall, went to this place, Theater Under St. Mark's, which I haven't been to in a long time, but it's like this cool, it's a cool place. It's like this theater, like kind of, it's like an old school New York place. It's been around a long time. And Jacqueline was on the show. Jesus Christ, she just fucking murdered. It was insane. She's just you know, she's great. Then I had ice cream and nachos. All in all, pretty good fucking night. Any night that ends with ice cream and nachos, what can you complain? So I guess, man, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me this morning, but I don't feel like getting up. Maybe if I read the news, it'll help. Rudy Giuliani won deal for OxyContin maker to continue sales of drug behind opioid deaths. Well, that doesn't surprise me that he would do. Fuck, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This episode is already, I mean, what are we? We're not far in. I could still turn it around. It doesn't feel like it's off too good. But it doesn't surprise me that Giuliani would do something shitty for money. I don't want to get into that. I shouldn't even read that headline when I saw Giuliani. But that ain't cool. Rudy Giuliani. You know, a lot of people die from the oxycodone. Oxycontin, oxycodone. I don't know the difference between them. You would think that if you're making heroin in a pill form and it's prescription, the upside would be you don't OD. And at least you're going, maybe you gotta go to a bunch of doctors or to get fixed scripts, or you gotta rob a pharmacy. I got no problem with either of those things. I mean, I'm not gonna do them, but I'm not gonna judge somebody for, I forget what they call it when you go to a bunch of doctors, but, or even robbing the pharmacy if you don't hurt anybody. I'd say rob it at night when it's closed. They probably keep that stuff in the safe. Listen, I'm not experienced in knocking over pharmacies for oxys. Just do it in a way it doesn't hurt anybody. But you should, you shouldn't be ODing on it. It shouldn't kill you. You know, that's a, I feel like I hear less people dying on heroin when I knew people doing heroin. And then there's the shit that killed Prince. I can't remember the name of it. But they talk about the opioid epidemic. I don't know. They make them in the fucking factory. Stop it. I mean, it's more complicated than that, I'm sure. but not for the making of the fucking the pills. Fucking stop making those pills, man. They ain't good. And I'm like pro like drugs, but I say just start giving people heroin, for Christ's sake. Let's see. Army Reserve veteran drowns after saving child at Texas lake. Now that person is a hero. Now, and if I can't really swim, if I saw a kid drowning in a lake, I guess I'd go in. But if I knew that I was going to drown to save, like, listen, you got to give your life to save that kid. I don't know that kid. I'll be honest, if I knew the kid, I don't have my own, I'm sure if I had my own child. But I'm no hero. I also wouldn't be in the military. I'm a coward. But that's a sad story. But the kid, the kid lived, and then this person's a hero. But let me look for a happy story. Woman says she delivered own baby in cell after jails accused her of faking labor. You see that's a nice story, because there's a child born, and she got to stick it to these jailers. Oh, who's faking now? Look what I got. A fucking baby. Faking labor? I mean, they knew she's pregnant, and she's got to have the kid eventually. I wonder if she was faking labor a lot to get out of the old cell. Do you really need to put women in cells? How many of them are that? I think it should. Orange is the New Black looks like a much nicer, where they're in the cots. Not to make it sexist. I just don't feel like men need to be put in cages. They're disgusting, violent animals. Women. I feel like he could be a little more open. Particularly pregnant women. You want a kid coming in the world in a fucking jail cell? Have some sunlight, some air. Jeez. I mean, they still can't leave. What did she do? If a woman kills somebody, they probably had it coming. Not all the time. There's some mentally ill people that do, both men and women, that do terrible things. But for the most part, I think I'm just making this shit up. I'm probably completely wrong. I still don't think a baby should be born in a fucking cell. I say if you're pregnant and in jail. And this might lead to, oh, I'm going to jail. I'm going to go rob a bank. I better get pregnant first so I don't go into a cell. But I'm saying if you're pregnant, get a little, I don't know. Is that crazy? Am I being too easy on crime? Maybe I shouldn't run for mayor. Which I won't. Oh, sorry, air conditioner just kicked on. You're going to hear that for another minute. All right, one last story, and then I'm out of here. Then I'm going to go get some coffee. McDonald's workers march on new Chicago headquarters for $15 an hour wages. Come on, McDonald's. 15 bucks an hour. That's a shitty job. That deserves 15 bucks an hour. I understand why people get mad at them for wanting that money. Like, you want 15, it's not that much. And, make your dollar menu a $1.15 menu. Whatever. They even changed that anyway. It's like value menu. Things that are on there that are on a dollar. you're doing fine. McDonald's, $15 an hour. You know, there may be that makes for a happier person. You want an angry person making your burger? Then you have an angry burger. You're a happy person, tastes better. That's why if you go out into like the Midwest, or wherever, like small town, like where like the McDonald's money goes further, those people are happier, right? And that fucking food tastes better. Every time. If you live in a city, drive 3 hours away to where like a factory just shut down like 10 years ago. Eat at that McDonald's. I bet you it's going to taste it's so much better than what you get. I just don't think $15 an hour is that much. Maybe. What do you want people to live on? All right. I know you guys are all cool. You're on board. I got to go. See you tomorrow. We love you.